Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We love big money on the Bart Winkler Show.
You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW.
The cards are on the table. Bring in the high rollers.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
It's time to put up or shut up with Cole or Fold.
It's like I'm sitting here playing cards with my brother's kids or something.
Here's Big Bucks Bart Winkler and Cold Cash Carlos Ortiz.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! Call or Fold every Tuesdays on the Bart Winkler Show. Infinity Sports Network exclusive. I say Infinity Sports Network because everybody does buy or sell. Just nobody does call or fold, which is buy or sell. But it's not. It's call or fold. We will
remember
start.
How pumped we were when we came up with this?
I'm still pumped. This is actually one of my favorite opens.
Yeah, I like the swanky little vibe we got going on.
Yeah, it always makes you particularly spend more coin in a casino than you need to. You're not good at this stuff, by the way.
At what?
At gambling? You're terrible.
How do you know that?
Because you talk to me about your losses and I've never hear about your wins.
Yeah, that's right. That's because I'm a gentleman.
No, it's because you don't have many wins. Let's start off with a coach who's not going to have any wins for the Knicks because he's no longer employed by them. And the nine Knicks have decided to move on from their head coach, Tom Thibodeau. He's out after taking a team to the Eastern Conference Finals. Six wins away from a championship, but alas, they figure, hey, this can't be the guy. We have to move on from him. They'll look otherwise to fill in the hole there. But I have to caution Knicks fans everywhere.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, that actually might have been a drop, not that I realize it. I got to caution Knicks fans everywhere because I've seen this with my team. I am a Bulls fan. We had Tom Thibodeau, and the Bulls have not been anywhere near relevant since he left. I could not tell you the head coaches we had before Billy Donovan and after Tom Thibodeau. It's been some dark years, man. I'm talking about really rough stuff. Have not sniffed the second round of the playoffs. Now, a lot of that's Jerry Reinsdorf, but a lot of that is because Thibodeau was an excellent coach. He just grinds his starters to a pulp. So I'll ask you for our first call or fold here. Call or fold, the Knicks will regret firing Tom Thibodeau.
I'd like to call this one, please.
Cole.
So I don't like this trend. And the trend being, so the other example I'm going to give you is Luka. But they traded Luka Doncic because Nico Harrison, GM with the Mavs, as you're well aware by now, saw him go to an NBA Finals and say, you're not good enough to win it. Tom Thibodeau goes to an Eastern Conference Finals, and now the Knicks are saying, you're not good enough to win this. They get one chance to do it. In the past, you get a lot of chances, at least two. And then if you can't do it, okay, we need the next guy to get us over the hump. I feel like we're rushing to that decision being made, almost Minority Report-like. Where it's like, no, we can just tell this is not going to work. You know, we're not going to have to try it again. We're not going to do the other things. We're going to blame the coach right away. And maybe you didn't like how he was utilizing the roster you constructed for him. Maybe you didn't like some of the way. Maybe you thought they got here in spite of Tibbs and not because of him. But if you're going to do this, you better have a better option. And it does not feel to me like they do. So, we don't know. We won't know. But playing this game, yeah, I'll put my chips in a little more. That I think they're going to end up regretting this. Call.
All right, let's get another NBA one in here before we switch gears. The only job that I know that's close to being filled is the Phoenix Suns. Now that the Knicks have opened up, they'll start to get their search. The Phoenix Suns have narrowed down their head coaching search to two finalists. One might be something that the Knicks are going to consider in Johnny Bryant, who is the Cavaliers associate coach, the understudy for Kenny Atkinson. He's been in the Knicks organization. He was in the Jazz for years. Johnny Bryant is the hot young name. And then there's also Jordan Ott, who's the other finalist between the Suns. Now, regardless of which decision that they're going to go with,
they might get Jordan Ott?
Yeah, Jordan Ott might be the other guy.
Wow.
You seem shocked. The Suns is not exactly the most desirable
Jordan Ott,
right?
Household name Jordan Ott.
Well, those are your two finalists, which kind of leads me to my next point here. Devin Booker has been heavily involved in the coaching process here. But I'm wondering if he is reluctant to, you know, leave Phoenix, you know, whether it's financially or whatever the case may be. He's made it clear he wants to stay with the Suns. Team owner Matt Ishbia has also stated that a Booker trade is never going to happen. However, dude, the West is loaded, and Phoenix really tried to make this work with Devin Booker, KD, and Bradley Beal, or whatever's left of him. Call or fold, Devin Booker should request out of Phoenix.
I would say
not that he's going to get traded, that he should just request it. Maybe that'll help you out a little bit.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. So Durant's getting traded.
Yeah, he's cooked.
So he'll get traded. And they want to give him to Houston, but they want, like, every pick Houston's ever owned, previous, past, and future and present. Bradley Beal is, God.
He's not movable. That's the problem.
Yeah, I guess call.
Cole.
I don't know. You got $15, $20 million tied up in Grayson Allen. You got $10 million tied up in Royce O'Neal. There's, like, no room on this roster. This is a poorly constructed roster. I don't know how they thought this was going to work.
Yeah, they had no bench. They were top-heavy. They're so deep into the second apron that I don't... What lateral moves can you make? That's why I thought this would be a layup for call or fold. I think Devin Booker's... He's got to look around the West, rest of the West. The Thunder aren't going anywhere. The Rockets are on the way up. The Lakers just got Luka. Dude, the Suns might not... They dismissed the play-in tournament. They might be a lottery team for the next couple years, and they don't control, like, any of their first round picks until 2032, I think, is the year. He should get the hell out now.
This was a team that made the finals a few years ago and had a 2-0 lead, folks.
Yeah, everyone thought that was over.
Not me.
Not you. You had a chair. You picked your spot, so good for you. Let's go to the NFL here for the next caller fold. I want you to hear from head coach D'Amico Ryans of the Texans. He's asked what C.J. Stroud's health status is, if he had any shoulder surgery.
Do you have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for C.J., guys. On the questions, that's it. When I said that's it for him, like, his general soreness, we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Now, everybody thought that C.J. Stroud was going to be the truth. His rookie year, he threw over 4,000 yards, 23 touchdowns, only 5 picks. He had a QBR of 100.8. Sophomore slump is real, though. He had respectable numbers, but not like his rookie year. 3,700 yards, 20 touchdowns, much more interceptions at 12, and a QBR of 87. So I want you to call or fold a bounce-back season for C.J. Stroud.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
I'll call a bounce back season.
Cold.
I'll call a good season. I'm a little worried about the injury. I'm worried about all injuries. You know, and they always downplay. They tell you about the injury, then they downplay it. But I don't know. The AFC South... One of these teams needs to be good and, like, be consistently good. And it looked like the Houston Texans were going to be that team, but they're always playing that first game at home and then playing that second game on the road. What are his weapons? They drafted Jaden Higgins, Nico Collins. Jeez.
Nico Collins
is a stud.
They got Christian Kirk.
Yeah, they get him off the scrap heap from the Jags. He's not going to cost them a lot of money.
I don't know. I reluctantly call that one. I'm not sure I'm high on Houston.
Yeah, I think Houston is, they're lucky that they're playing in the AFC South because the Colts are going to dig themselves into a Daniel Jones-sized hole. And who knows what the hell the Jags are going to be, but watch the Jags win like 11 games out of nowhere.
Well, really, I mean, they would be the team. I will never trust the Colts again. I don't like what they're doing.
Yeah, and I will never trust Trevor Lawrence again. After I banged on him hard in fantasy, I took him in almost every draft that I had, and he stunk. Trevor Why? Lawrence is Daniel Jones with hair.
You were high on Trevor Lawrence from a fantasy perspective?
Yeah, 2 years. Not this past season. Like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I get my dates mixed up. I was all in on Trevor Lawrence. When they fired Urban Meyer, I'm like, yo, you get him a real coach, Doug Peterson, he's going to start to light it up for like 5,000 yards and start slinging it everywhere. Then they started signing all these receivers. I'm like, look at all these weapons that they have. I thought Trevor Lawrence was going to be the truth. This guy is buns. He stinks.
Dude, you know who that makes you like? So lame. Me. Because I was too.
We suck, and that's why nobody listens to us. Let's go to Seattle. I want you to listen to head coach Mike McDonald. He's asked him whether the possibility of Sam Darnold could lose his starting job. Let me remind everybody, here's how many games that Sam Darnold has played under center for the Seahawks. Nothing. Donuts. Bagels. But he's on Seattle Sports 710, and he's asked on the possibility that Darnold can get a short leash.
Sam's our starting quarterback. We love him. He's doing a tremendous job. I think it's funny that the media is out there for like the first day and all of a sudden they know exactly how good we're going to be and how good all the players are and all the tempos. Like, we don't even put on pads yet. Like, we haven't made one tackle. And it turns out in practice, like, it's a great way to build culture by letting guys know that, like, they can't make mistakes. That's exactly what we're shooting for.
Let me remind everybody that Seattle does have a history of paying for veteran quarterbacks only for their third-round pick to come in and start playing. So call or fold, Jalen Milroe will start 2 games this season.
I'll call that.
Cold.
On circumstances. But Sam Darnold will start the other 15 then. Sam Darnold's the starter here. That's why they acquired him. I don't feel like we should be able to watch these practices. You got these people taping like, oh, J.J. McCarthy did this, or Sam Darnold threw a pick here. Like, these are practices. They're practices. I'm not trying to do the Allen Iverson thing, but it just drives me nuts when we break down training camp video, and this isn't even that. This is practice. We don't know what the hell they're working on. God, it's so stupid. Dumb.
Tell me how you really feel. Last one here. Notably, this should never be any headline here. When a 50-plus-year wrestler gets released. But 53-year-old favorite, R-Truth, was released from WWE in one of the more shocking releases in recent history. Call or fold, WWE releasing R-Truth was a terrible decision.
First of all, call to you making the last question wrestling 2 weeks in a row. I like that. WWE has me very concerned because it's one thing to have a product and get sponsors and make money. That's great. In fact, we'll take whoever. But the overabundance of it does get to a point. And it's clear this version of WWE, run by TKO, who also runs UFC, they don't care about anything other than money. Like, it's fine to care about money and it's fine to make money their business. But to cut our truth on the same day that you're making a deal with Slim Jim to be the logo in the ring sponsor, which I don't even like that. And then now their logo's on the table so that when they snap a guy through a table, it's they're snapping him through a Slim Jim table, which is clever, but also is too much. And at some point, it's just going to feel so corporate. I don't like that they're on Netflix. It already feels corporate there. Wrestling should be for the fans. And then, you know, make your money without, like, shoving it in our face. And they're not doing that. So I'm worried about the product and this R-Truth. Yes, shocking call. Because he's up for anything. He's a fun... It's just so stupid. It's dumb. Any decision where they put the bottom line... But it's the bottom line's not going to be affected. That's the thing. It's like if we got rid of you.
Yeah, if I look like that at 53 years old and you get rid of me, best believe I'm going to Red Hulk on you. And that's Calder Fold.
Time to cash out.
He beat me. Straight up. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.